So they quote in the Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, they quote a lot of things from the Vilna Gaon, and this appears in the Hagdama of Rav Chaim Valojina to the Bir Agro on Shulchan Aruch also, he quotes this. Not everything they quote is authentic, but Rav Chaim Valojina quotes it, so we assume that it's very authentic. That in that, the phrase in that pasuk, "Beindam ledam beindin ledim beinegav anegav," kan kiddul haTorah kol gimel chelke haTorah. There are three areas of halacha: there's dam, and there's din, and there's nega. So nega means tumi v'tara, nega tzaras, and beindam ledam dam tohar dam tomei means isa v'heter, and beindin ledin means dini mominus. So the three different areas of halacha. And each area of halacha, all the dinim blend in to make one big mosaic. So you can learn out midinecha lachavera mamatzinu. We learn out, for example, atzishitim omdim, that the kroshim have to be kederach kedilosam. So we derive from that that you have to hold the lulav in the hadasim and the esrei. We have to hold the kederach kedilosam. What does the lulav have to do? What does the esrei have to do with the kroshim? All of isa v'heter fits into one big pattern. And in order that the pattern should be correct, should be oisgehalten, so you learn not mitinecha lachaver with hamamotzinu. But and the same thing did the mamonis. You learn not mitinecha lachaver. Rab Tarfon had a shita. We don't pass like Rab Tarfon. Tarfon has a shita that kerem b'chatzan nizik pays nizik shalom the first time. He makes a whole kavachaimer from shen beregel to keren that shen beregel is only chayv. It's not chayv and mishus rabbim, only chayv and mishus anizik. But when it's chayv and mishus anizik, you pay nezik shom. So Karen is mochom and Hashem beregel. But haray that it is chayv and mishus rabbim. So when Karen makes a hezik b'chotz ranizik, then you pay nezik shom. We hold that it's dayol of homen adin liyos genon. We learned Baba Kam last year, but you always learn that midin echa lachaver within the same area. And in Tumah V'Tara also, you learn that midin echa lachaver. But you don't learn out. The Gemara has a call isem bituma lo yafinon. That's a klal and broches, isa mituma lo yafina. And isura mi mamayna is also lo yafina. You don't learn out from mamanis to isa v'heta, because there are three distinct areas in halacha. So just to indicate, just to demonstrate that there are clearly three different areas of halacha, so we pointed out, how do you deal with a situation where there's a suffix? So the din is suffix deraisa l'chumra. Most of the Rishonim assume not like the Rambam. The Sofik Deraisa Luchomer itself is a principle that's Deraisa. The Rambam has an unusual opinion. The Rambam's opinion is that Sofik Deraisa Luchomer is only with the Rabbanim. We have so many Hasogas HaRaivids. The Raivid disagrees so often with the Rambam. This, the Raivid happens to agree. The Raivid writes, he agrees with the Rambam on this, that Sofik Deraisa is only Luchomer with the Rabbanim. The Pashto says that this Rambam Shita, Sofik Deraisa Luchomer is only with the Rabbanim. The Shev Shmaitze is a little sefer that was written by the author of Dik Tzois when he was a teenager. And the Nesibis, who wrote his Nesibis on Mishpat, the Chosh Mishpat, wrote a commentary on Yeridaya that's called the Chavos Da'as. And Simek Kuf Yud, the Chavos Da'as, has a base on Sofik. It has a whole introduction to Simek Kuf Yud, that Sofik Deraisa L'chum and Svek Sveka L'kula. So they both write the same. Often they disagree, the Tzois with the Nesibis. They often agree, half and half, I guess. So they both write the same chiddush that according to the Rambam, that Sofik deraisa l'chumra is on with the Rabbanan. That's with respect to a Sofik iser, a Sofik of a lois essay. But a Sofik of an essay, let's say, I have a Sofik if the sukkah is kosher, I have a Sofik if the tefillin are kosher. So there, the Rambam would agree that Sofik deraisa l'chumra. You have to make sure that you mekayim the mitzvah. When Sofik Avera, so if you're not sure if it's an Avera, so the Torah only spoke about Avadai. If it's not Avadai, Avera. Everything is butter unless you can prove that it's awesome. Burden of proof is on the one who wants to say that it's awesome. But in order to say that the Yotzeh the Mitzvah has to be Bavadai. Even the Rambam would agree that Sofik Deraisa L'chumra Mideraisa with respect to Mitzvah Sesei. So you have Sofik, Isa Vehet to the Din of Sofik, Deraisa L'chumra. What about Safik Mamayna, a Safik of Hamachuyib to pay your money? So you don't say Safik that Raisa Luchumra have to pay you the money, Miss Safik. You say Safik Mamayna Lakula. Why? Because Hamoitza Machaver, all of Araya, I'm Muchsuk, I have a right to keep it. Safik that Raisa Luchumra, you have to go Luchumra, that's Betorah Safik, not Betorah Svadai. What about Safik Mamayna Lakula, Hamoitza Machaver, all of Araya, I have a right to keep the money, that's Betorah Safik or that's Betorah Svadai? So that's a famous sugya in the first perek, the beginning of Bav Metzia. That's the shaila of Tokfa Kohen. A farmer has a Safik Bechor, or a Safik Pidyon HaBen, either has a behemah, and he's Misupik, is this the firstborn? Behemahs and Chamorim often have miscarriages. So it's not so easy to have a Pidyon Petah Chamor. So what if you have the Chamor gave birth to a male, Chamor, or the Pora gave birth to a male, and you're Mesupik, you're not sure, maybe there was a miscarriage previously. Let's say there was a miscarriage, but you don't know if it had a Tzuris Avlad. Let's say if a woman has a miscarriage first and then she has a baby, so there's no Pidyon HaBen on the baby because it's not Peterechem. What if the miscarriage was so early in the pregnancy that it didn't even have a Tzuris Avlad? So then the second baby will be the Pchor, so there will be a Pidyon HaBen. So by Odom, we know what the Shear is. The Mishnah has 40 days. It's a little after 40 days. The Tzuris Avlad is noticeable 43rd day, 44th day, something over there. So the same is true by Behemoth. If the Behemoth had a miscarriage, if there was no Tzuris Avlad of the Uber on the first one that you had a miscarriage, then the second one will be a Bechor, Behemoth Torah, or Petach Hamor. And if the first one did have a Tzuris Avlad, then the second one will not have it then. So often you'll have a Sofik Pidyon HaBen, a Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor, or a Sofik Bechor Behemoth Torah. So what do you do if you have a Sofik? So the Gemara splits Sofik Yisura L'chumra and Sofik B'mayna L'kula. You have to observe a Bechor, let's say Bechor Behemoth Torah, is also the Giz of Avodah. It's a Kodesh, it's a Din of Me'ilah, Giz of Avodah. Me'ilah Behegdash. So you have to wait till it gets a mum. Bechor is one of the two karbonas that you don't need pidyon. Normally, if you have a karbon that gets a mum kavua, you can be poida and it's yotze lechulin. Bechor and ma'isa behema are the two karbonas. Mishnayos have like this based on psukim mechumish beferish. Lo yigoel, lo yimocha ve lo yigoel. So they don't need any pidyon. Once the bechor and the ma'isa get a mum kavua, it's yotze lechulin by itself. So you're not allowed to do melocha. Also begins about avoda if you have a sofei bechor. Or let's say Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon. You have a Bechor Behemoth Temeya. Only applies to Hamor. You have a Petach Hamor. And you're supposed to be paid a tifta, b'sev, m'laysif devar after. So what if you have a Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon? Is it also Bahanoah? Because when you're paid the Pidyon Petach Hamor, and you give a seh, the seh is not also Bahanoah. The seh is Chulin. So what happened to, if you're going to say that Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon is also Banoah, then when you pray this, the says should be also Banoah. So it's not also Banoah. So that's the Machlekes HaTanaim, at the end of the first Perek in Pcheres, where the Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon is also Banoah, Muta Banoah. We Paskan, it's also Banoah. And it's a Peladika thing, also Banoah, and nonetheless, when you pray the Biser, this Anoah doesn't transfer over to the Ser. This Anoah disappears, vanishes into thin air. So if you have a Sofek Petach Hamor, the din is tifte b'seh. In order to take off the sofik isa hanoa, it's also an army sofik isa l'chumra. But then what do you do with the pinyon petach hamor, with the seh? So the farmer keeps it. He doesn't have to give it to the kohen misofik, because sofik mamayna l'kula. And the same thing by pinyon haben of a baby. If there's a sofik, if the woman had a miscarriage previously, she has a baby boy now who's healthy, and previously she had a miscarriage, and it's a suffix, whether it was after 44 days or before, you don't know whether it had a tzuris avlad or not. So then the din is that you don't have to give any pidyon haben, you keep it. So the Gemara has a whole machlokes, what's the din of tok for koyin? What if the koyin goes and he grabs the five sloim? Or he grabs the farmer was paid the Safik Petach Amor, Tifta Beset, to take off the Isano. So now the Kohen goes and he grabs the Safik Pidyon Petach Amor. Or the farmer had, the behemoth gave birth to a Vlad, a Zohar, a Vlad. And it's a Safik, whether it's a Bechor Behemoth Torah or not. So the farmer has to wait till he gets a Mum Kavua, then he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. What if the Kohen goes and he grabs it? So do you say, Hamutzim Machavel of Harai, Paskan Zois Adim Matoras Vadai? So if the Kohen grabs it, he has to give it back to the farmer. Whoever is Muchsig, B'shas Le'edas HaSofik, keeps it Matoras Vadai. What do you say? No, everything is up in the air. It's Matoras Sofik. He's allowed to hold on to it. Matoras Sofik, there's no, he's a Gezel on a Sofik. But if the Kohen will grab it, so now the farmer cannot insist that the Kohen has to surrender it, because everything but Torah is Sofik. So maybe it's his, and maybe it's mine. So no one's allowed to take it, and no one's mechuyev to give it away. So that's a machlok. That's a machlok. How do you pass it? Talk for Kohen.
What's the Sofik by a carbon which hasn't had a mum yet? By before that hasn't had a mum yet. What's the Sofik?
The cow that gave birth to this Vadai Zohar had a miscarriage previously, and we're not sure whether it had a Tzuris Havlad. So if it had a Tzuris Havlad, so this one is not a Pchor, it's not a Peterechim. So Safik, the Raisa, the Chumra, Nisa, the Heter, go to Chumra. So it's also begins of Avaida, it's also to get Hanoah from it. And it's a Meila Misafik. We don't talk about Meila because there's no Meila B'Kachim Kalim. There's only Meila B'Kachim Kachim. The Chor is a Kachim Kalim. So we talk about Giza Bavoida. Giza Bavoida says Beferish on the Pasuk by Bechor. Lasava Bechor Sharecha, Lasagas Bechor Tzanecha, even Kachim Kalim. Have an Issa Giza Bavoida. Kachim for sure, have an Issa Giza Bavoida. So Misofik, whatever is an Issa, Sofik is a Lachumra. Whatever is an Issa of Mamainas, is Sofik Mamaina Lakulam. So again, so you have three different areas of Halacha, and how to Pascha and how to be Machriya. Makam Sofik is different in each case. And these are the heter, Safik Daraisa Luchumra. And even according to the Rambam, I think Safik Daraisa Luchumra itself is only with the Rabbanan, but the Sheb Shemaitse and the Chabaz Das, the Ksesh, and they both say the same thing, that the Rambam must agree, it's based on the next Gemara that we didn't get to yet, on Daf Yud. They prove it from the next Gemara, that even the Rambam has to agree that Safik Daraisa Luchumra by Mitzvah Sesei, by Eloi Sesei. The Rambam says that Sofik Daraisa Luchum is only with the Rabban. By Essay, even the Rambam agrees. So by Yisra Leheta, you say Sofik Daraisa Luchumra. By Mominus, you say Sofik Daraisa Lekula. When you say Sofik Daraisa Luchumra by Yisra Leheta, it's Betora Sofik, not Betora Svadai. Let's say a person is a Shulka Lulav and the Essay is not sure whether the Essay was kosher, he has to shake again. He doesn't say a Brocha. Sofik Brocha Slohakel. He does the mitzvah, the Rambam writes, he does the mitzvah and he doesn't say a bracha. The Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam, but over there we pass from like the Rambam, that you repeat the mitzvah, misafek, and you don't say a bracha. By safek mamona lakula, you don't have to give away the mammon, and that's a machloikis in the sugi, where the talk for koi matzina osimiyod, eimen tzina osimiyod, most of the rishonim hold the maskana, the talk for koi matzina osimiyod, the ones you say, amotzi machavel avarai, whoever is muchsok, B'shas Leidus HaSafik, that Paskin Zayis the Din, and B'Toras Vadai belongs to the farmer. And if the Kohen grabbed it, he has to give it back. Because whoever's Muchsig, B'shas Leidus HaSafik, that Paskin Zayis B'Toras Vadai. Then you have a Din, by Tuma V'Tara, what do you do with Makam Safik? So, totally different from everything else. Safik Tuma B'Shu Seyachet Sveka Tomei, Safik Tuma B'Shu Seram Sveka Tohar. Safik Tuma B'Shu Seyachet Sveka Tomei, is that B'Toras Safik? Or is that B'Toras Vadai? Which is it? So Tosfos over here. Tosfos explains. Tosfos proves. Here on Daf Testament base, the top Tosfos. In around 10 lines in, it says, Nida Daf Beis on the base. In parentheses. So the line before it, Tosfos says, Havalei Sofik Tama B'Shu Sayach, the Havalei Vadai Tamei, they quote the Gemara. And it says, Visham, means on that daf, there's a Tosis that discusses the same topic. That is the din. Sofik Tumah B'Shu Sayach and Sveka Tomei Vadai, not B'Torah Sofik, it's B'Torah Svadai. Every other Sofik, the Raisa Luchum, is B'Torah Sofik. If you're mesupik, if you're mechayev in a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah without a bracha, because we say safik brachas lahakel. The Rambam says, but safik tuma b'shus hayochid is sveka tamei vade, and safik tuma b'shus harabim is sveka tohor. What's the definition of b'shus harabim b'shus hayochid? That you say safik tuma b'shus harabim sveka tohor. So there's a contradiction between two gemaras. Tosis quotes the beginning of that Tosis, Tesam Beis. They quote a Gemara from Nazir. The name of the Perek is Perek Shnei Nazirim. The third line of the Tosis, Shnei Nazirim. So Shnei Nazirim, two Nazirim are standing near each other. And the third person says, I know for a fact that one of the two of you became Tamei Tumas Meis, but I didn't notice which one of you. But one of you for sure is Tamei Tumas Meis. So since he doesn't know, so they have to buy the dinners that if a nozer becomes Tamei Tumas Meis, he has to bring special karbonas, he has to shave off all his hair. Ayamim harishanim yiplu, however much naziris he took, he can't have naziris less than 30 days. Ein naziris klusim elamed yom. You can have 40 days, 50 days, 60 days, you can have 10 years, you can have 7 years, as much as you want, a minimum of 30 days. Goes in units of days, doesn't go in units of 30 days. Goes in units of days. You can have 36 days, whatever you accept upon yourself. So the din is Hayamim Harishanim Yitlu. He has to bring Karbonas Nozer Tomei. He has to start counting all over again. And then he brings Karbonas Nozer Tohar at the end. So we're Mesupik, which one of the two of them is a Tomei Meis? So they both have to chip in together to buy one set of Karbonas. It's either for Reuven or for Shimon. They bring the one set of Karbonas Nozer Tomei for whoever it's for. And then they have to both wait, however, they're both an ozer, let's say, for 30 days. So you have to wait till the 30 days are up, and then each one of them, both of them, will have to bring Korban Ozer Tohar at the end. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, that if there are three people there, that's already Rishus HaRabim. Because the din of the difference between Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid versus Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is derived from the Parsha of Soita. The Soita, the husband is Choshed, his wife is Nus, and there was Kinui Astira. So what's the definition of Stira? Astira means that she went to a room, there was no one else in the room, aside from the man that the husband is Choshed, that his wife is having an affair with. So there were only two people in the room. And then the Torah says that there's an Isser, that Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveka Tam, because there are two people. If there would have been three people, it wouldn't have been called Stira, then she would not have become Asura Al Bailo. So the difference between what does Soita have to do with Tumah V'Tara? Nothing to do with Tumah V'Tara, but the Pasuk uses the verb, V'Nitma, says the verb three times, V'Nitma. The Gemara explains why to say three times V'Nitma. V'Nitma means she becomes Asura. What does it say three times? Echel abal, echel abal, echel truma. She has to get divorced from her husband, even though she swears on a stack of Bibles that she was not mizana. But that's the din. If you have kiri astira, she becomes asura baila b'toras vadai. If she'll drink the maim hamarim, then she'll become muteras, and nothing happens. She doesn't get sick. There's no reason that she should get sick. It doesn't taste good. It tastes bitter and you mix in a little bit of sand, but there's no poison in it. There's no reason that she should get sick at all. The whole testing of the Maim HaMarim, the whole thing is a miracle. The Torah never relies on a miracle with the exception of Saita. If the woman starts getting sick, we assume that it's a proof that she was Mizana. And if she doesn't get sick, it says she's allowed to remain with her husband, and we assume that that's a proof that she's Tohar. Usually in Samach Malanes, the one exception to the rule is a Saita. Bizmana said there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't drink by Mamarim. So the Gemara says on the first half in Saita, a husband should never warn his wife Bizmana Zeh. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. You have to be careful not to warn your wife Altistri Mishploini. You're not allowed to say Yochoshet that she's having an affair with someone. And you warn her not to be Misyachet with that person, because then if she will be Misyachet, she'll become Asura Al Baila, and you won't be able to be Mata her. So why does it say three times V'nitma? So the Gemara explains why. The Tanoim explained on the first daf in Saitam. Echel Abal, Echel Abal, Echel Truma. She becomes Asura Al Baila it's only an Iser Esei, Vinitma, it's only a Seita Safik, not a Seita Vadai. If you have a Seita Vadai, we know for sure that the Eishes Ish was Insa, then there's a Lois Esei, then there's a Lav. What's the Lav? The Chumash says, if a man is married and he gets divorced, Kemotza Erebaz Dover, because he discovered that his wife was Mizana, and he has to get divorced. Kemotza Erebaz Dover, how is Motza Erebaz Dover? The Gemara says, Dover Dover Mi Mamen. Just like by Mominus, the Torah says, Al pi shnei edim or al pi shlosh edim, yokum dover. There are two psukim. One pasuk al pi shnei edim or al pi shlosh edim, yumas ameis. That means that din in the first is you need a minimum of two edim. Then there's another pasuk in the same sedra that says al pi shnei edim or al pi shlosh edim, yokum dover. So what do you need a second pasuk? So the answer is yumas ameis is din in the first is, and yokum dover is din in mominus. And here, the word dover appears, kimotza bo ervas dover. The man divorced his wife because he ascertained, how did he ascertain? With two edim. Kimotza bo ervas dover, that dover should be erva, also needs two edim. You have a pasuk by nefashis that you need two edim, al pishnayim edim, al pishlosh edim, yumas ameis, and you have a pasuk that mominus needs two edim, al pishnei edim, al pishlosh edim, yakum dover. Then you have a gzera shava, dover dover me mamet, to teach you that dover should be erva, needs two edim. And he said the heter is not included over here. So we have, maybe one might say it's a mamatzinu. So we have a source, either according to Rashi and Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Pasuk in Vayikra, chapter Aleph, Ushachad Ez Ben HaBokar, HaTorah Haminu Kolodim Al HaShchito, VeLehizpiko, LeHizkiko, the Torah didn't require LaHamed Edim Adover. Torah doesn't require you have to have two edim watching when someone shechs the korban. So you see from the Pasuk, and Tosis and Gittin, based on the base, disagrees with Rashi. They don't see in this pasuk, where does it say no one else is watching? Doesn't say that. Tosis has other kashas against Rashi. So Tosis says the mocker is v'sofrolo shibasyam v'sofrolo liatzmo the eidechot is nema b'sim. He spoke last week, according to Tosis, is beferish, even Isha is nemenis on eidech and nemisim. According to Rashi, there's no beferish araya, so there's room to discuss it. And there is a small group of rishonim that was brought to light by the Bechad Dovin and his Truvin, the Direi Emes, that you don't apply eidech and nemisim by Isha. Fine. So these are the three dinim. Isa v'heta sofik daraisa l'chumra. Dini Mamanus, Sofik Daraisa Lukula. Sofik Daraisa Lukum is Betorah Sofik. And Sofik Mamana Lukula is a Machlaikis. Most of the Rishonim Paskin, Amoitz Machrela Varai is a Psak Betorah Svada, not just Betorah Sofik. Whoever is Muchsik B'Shas Leiris a Sofik keeps it Betorah Svada. And then the third case is Sofik Tuma. So B'Shus HaRabim is Sveka Tohar, and B'Shus HaYochid is Sveka Tomi. So the Gemara in Nozir, Daf Nun Zayin, the beginning of Perek Shnei Nezirim, says the definition of Rishus HaRabim is if you have three people, because they're learning out the difference between Rishus HaYach and Rishus HaRabim from Soita. Because the verb Vinitma was used, why does it say three times Vinitma? Echel Lebal, Echel Leboil, the Soita is Asur Al Boil. Echel Letruma, let's say the girl gets divorced from her husband, because she's a Soita, but she's a Baskoyan. So she doesn't have any children from the husband. So it should be with Shovel Besavia Kinderea Milechamavia Techel. She should have been allowed to continue to eat Truma. She is a Baskoyan. So Kozban, she's married to a non Koyan. She's not allowed to eat Truma. Ishta Kagufa. But once the husband divorces her and they have no children, Zera Ain Love, Shovel Besavia Kinderea, she should be allowed to eat Truma. So it says the third time, Vinitmo. Even though she's only a Seita Safek, she's not allowed to eat truma. So if the girl is a Vadai, the Eishes Ish is a Vadai Seita, so the Issa to the husband is an Issa Lav. Because the Pasuk says, if a man divorces his wife, Kimotza Be'erva's Dover, he had two Edim who ascertained, Dover Dover Mimami, had two Edim to ascertain she was a Seita Vadai, she was Insa. Then it says, V'hocha V'hoysa L'Ishacher, she's allowed to marry someone else. Then the second husband, Sneihu Isha Achron, the second husband either dies or divorces her. Then it says, Leuchel Baile Rishon Sheshuchad, Loshav Lekachta, he's not allowed to remarry his wife. So the Tanoim understood in that pasuk There are two parts to the pasuk. There's one din, because she was Mizana the first time he was married to her, and then he had a divorce. Kimatz Ba'erva's daughter, and he divorced her, and then she goes marry someone else. She doesn't become muteris to the husband just because she married someone else. So when the second husband divorces her, he dies, so she's not allowed to remarry the first husband. There's a loisesei. Because she was Mizana the first time. The reason why the first husband divorced her in the first place was because Kimotzvo Erba's daughter. So if it's a Soita Vadai, you have two Adam that she was Mizana. Soita Vadai has a loisesi. Luicha Bala Rishon. Also included in that pasuk, Luicha Bala Rishon, is a regular din of Bachsa Gurushasai. Nobody was Mizana. The woman was not Mizana. The woman was married to Reuven, and then they got divorced. Then she married Shimon, and he either divorces her, he dies. So Reuven is not allowed to remarry his wife. But you can't really say, Achri Ashehu Tamoa, what, because she married someone else in between. Achri Ashehu Tamoa is a phrase that only applies that she was Zinsa, a Saita, as Asura Labaila, with an Iser Lav. But if it's only a Saita Safik, it was Kine Lo Vinistra, it's not a Saita Vadai, so then it's only an Iser Esi, a Vinitma, Vinitma, Vinitma. So the Soita is Asur Labaila and Asur Labail, and she's not allowed to eat Truma even after the husband divorces her. She goes back to live with her parents, and the father's a Kohen. So she's a Bas Kohen, so normally a Bas Kohen is permitted to eat Truma. But because she's a Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma. Zayna is not allowed to marry a Kohen, and Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma. A Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen, but a Grusha is allowed to eat Truma. Let's say a woman was a Bas Kohen, and she married, and the marriage didn't work out well, and she got divorced. And she has no children from the husband. So she's permitted to go back to her father's home. She's allowed to eat truma again. But if she was zinsa, then she's a zayna. So zayna is not allowed to eat truma. That's that iser esse. Vinitma, vinitma, vinitma. So because the chumash uses such a strange verb, vinitma'a, what does Tumah have to do with Soita Labal? Because he used that verb, the Tanoim understood that the distinction between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, it's only called Kinu Yastira, it's only called Stira, if the woman entered into the room together with the man that the husband is Choshed that she's having an affair with. If there were other people in the room, then it's not called Nistara. Nistara means she did Yichud with that person, there was no one else there. The Balatanya points out that stira is yichud plus stira and yichud are not the same. Let's say a husband is choshed his wife that she's having an affair with her father. Okay, so he's mekana. He warns his wife, "I don't want you to be together with your father." There are people who are mezana with their father. There are people mezana with their brothers. There's no issa yichud with your brother. There's no issa yichud with your father. But still, if the husband warns his wife, "Al tistri," don't be bestira with your father, she can become a soita asura labailu. You can have kinya stira, even though it's a heta yichud with the father, the brother, but still it will be stira. And then on the other hand, sometimes you'll be in violation of yichud and it won't be considered stira. So that's what the Balatanya has a chiddush. She has both. He says sometimes it's nistira, even though it's not a nisa yichud, if it's a father or the brother, and sometimes it's an Iser Yichud, and it's not called Stira. Let's say you have an office, and you have 100 different people work in the office, and there's no Yichud all day long. Men and women, a whole train station. They have 100 people there, people coming in and out the whole time. At the end of the day, one by one, everybody leaves at the end of the day. And then you have, at the end of the day, there's a married woman there, and there's a man there remaining in the office. So that's an Issa Yichud. But that's not called Stira, the Balatan says. Stira is only if they went into the room together. They went into the room together. If at the end of the day, you had 100 people and 98 people leave, and the Isha, the married woman, and the other person stay behind, that's called Yichud. That's an issue of Yichud. You have to figure out, is there an Issa Yichud or not? But that's not considered Stira. So from the fact that the Chumash chose to use the verb of the Nitma'ah, the Tanoim understood that that sheds light on the dinim of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid B'Shus HaRabim. That if you have three people together, even though it's inside a building is mamish for the Shabbos purposes, for the Isra of Hoytzua on Shabbos, A building is a Rishus HaYachid. Doesn't matter who owns the building, even if it's a city hall, it belongs to the municipality. It's a Rishus HaRabim in the sense the ownership is, it belongs to the Tzibur, but it's a Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos purposes. So, but if you have three people in the room together, near each other, then it's considered a Rishus HaRabim. If you have two people over there and one person over here and he sees from a distance, that's not called a Rishus HaRabim. The three people have to be near each other. So that's one definition of Rishus HaRabim. If you have three people near each other, even if it's inside a building which has walls around it, and it's clearly a Rishus HaYochid for Hoytzor purposes on Shabbos, but it has the din of Rishus HaRabim for Tumim. Because you learn it out from the Parsha of Soita, and by Soita you only have two people in the room. There's a Gemara in the end of Cheskes HaBatim, but the Gemara says that a Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos purposes has to be Tezayin Amma wide. And the Gemara Masechus Shabbos establishes, how do you know that in the Midbar, all the dinim of Hoytzor, truth and matter, all the dinim of all the Lamatas Melachos are learned out from the Midbar, but especially Hoytzor. So when they were traveling in the Midbar and they were carrying things, so that's how you establish all the dinim of Hoytzor. The Gemara Shabbos proves that the highway, that the formation, the way they used to travel, had a minimum of 16 Amas wide. Some pointed out that that's the way the Romans used to make highways, 16 Amas wide. Okay, maybe that's why the Tanoim decided in the first place to make 16 Amas, because that's the way they saw it by the Romans. But the Gemara says it based on the Psukim in the Midbar. The Gemara proves that in the Midbar, it used to be 16 Amas wide. So the Gemara says that definition of Rishus HaRabim, Tezayin Amma wide, is relevant for Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim also. What has it got to do with Rishus HaRabim? Rishus HaRabim, doesn't it depend whether you have three people or two people? So the answer is apparently there are two definitions of Rishus HaRabim. Each one the Hakel. Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tohar. So if you have three people together, even inside a building, even in the middle of the Azara, Tosfos on the first stop said, you have three people together in the Azara that has a din of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. And if you have a Sofik Tumah in a street, in a highway, that's Tezayin Amma wide, that's also called Rishus HaRabim. You use whichever definition will lead you to Hakel, you say it's Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveka Tor. But if it's neither Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos, nor is it Rishus HaRabim because you have three people near each other, then it's Rishus HaYochid. So Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sveka Tomei. And then Tosfos says 10 lines in, a little more than 10 lines in, where it says neither da base on the base. So they prove Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Avalei Vadai Tomei. It's not a Sofik Tomei, it's a Vadai Tomei. It's a Vadai Tomei. So that's why Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha. The Mishnah says there in Shnei Nazirim, the Shnei Nazirim are standing, and the third person says, Risi Tumah Shenitme Shenizuka Beinechem, I saw one of the two of you became Tomei, and he doesn't know which one of them. So they both have to join together to bring a Korban Nozer Tomei Misof, it's either me or you, so we both buy it, and then they have to wait another 30 days, or however more long the Naziris is supposed to be, each one's Naziris, and then each one of them brings a Korban Nozer Tohar. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if all three are together, so you should say Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sveka Tohar, they should both be Tohar. Nobody should be Tomei. But it doesn't correspond to reality. The third person who is watching says, I know for a fact that one of you is Tomei. So he still says Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveka Tohar, even though it's a Dov She'ef Shalios, even though we know that it's not true. We still say that they're both Tohar. So when then the Gemara answers, no, the third person is not standing near the two people. He says, I saw from a distance. So Tosfos says, so he still didn't answer the question. So it should be Tomei Vadai. So Tomei Vadai, they should both bring a Korban Nozer Tomei. How come the Gemara doesn't deal with that Kasha? The Gemara says, Shain, that's the Teretz. He's standing at a distance, and therefore it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, then it should be a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid. So let both of the Nazirim, each one should be Tomei Vadai, each one should bring a Korban Nozer Tomei. So one could have answered the Kasha, that's Rav Chaim Moizer, has three volumes. During his lifetime, he printed three volumes of collected tshuvas. It's called Achiezer. The first volume was on Ebenezer. Second volume is on Yerbedeya. He dealt with a lot of the modern shilas. He died in the middle of the Second World War. Yeah. So he has the very first tshuva, and the first volume is about the soita. A woman is a soita vadai, and the shaila is whether she needs, and the husband dies leaving no children, whether she needs chalitza or not. There is an opinion, the pashtus is, that a woman is a soita is not allowed to have yibum, the Mishnah says, but she still needs chalitza. And the some Rishonim hold, based on the Gemara, the first parak in Yibam, says she doesn't even need chalitza. So Rav Chaim Oizer discusses it. So in the middle of his discussion, he learned in Valozhin the same time as Rav Chaim. So he writes about Rav Chaim, he doesn't refer to him as his Rebbe, even though he died many, he was much younger than Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim died after the First World War, and Rav Chaim Oizer died in the middle of the Second World War. That was many years later, over 20 years later. He refers to Rav Chaim as his dear friend, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He respected him a lot, so he quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik held, not like Tosfos, that Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYochid, Sveika Tomei Vadai, there is a concept of Tumah Shein HaNozer Megaleach Aleha. When the Gemara quoted on the first daf, the Dinat Cherv HaRei Kecholol, so we spoke a little bit about that, so he mentioned that the Mishnah in Nozer says, if a nazir comes in contact with a mace, the pasuk says, "Chayamis meisala befesa pisa and v'tima is rosh nizrei." So then you have the din. The nazir has to, while he's tamei mace, those days are not oila for the minyan hanaziris. Took a naziris for 100 days. So he already observed, let's say, 75 days. He has another 25 days to go. So if he becomes nitma tumas mace, the whole 75 days is discounted. Yom Rishonim Yiplu, he has to bring karbonis when the 7 days of Hazosh Lishi Shvi for Aduma water, when it's over, he has to bring a set of karbonis. He has to start counting the 100 days all over again. So the Mishnah says, if he becomes Tomei through Cherev HaRei Kecholol, that din doesn't apply. That's a Tumah Shein HaNozer Megaleach Aleha. There's such a concept of Tumah Shein HaNozer Megaleach Aleha. Not every Tumas Meis, only Tumas Meis, but not every Tumas Meis. Let's say the Nozer comes in contact with the Sheretz. It becomes Nutma, he's working in a lab, I don't know, and they dissect dead animals. So he's Mutta. A Nozer is permitted to be Metame to a dead Sheretz. He's not allowed to be Metame to a Meis Adam, but to a dead Sheretz he's allowed to. So it doesn't, it's Mutta Lechatchil, and it doesn't affect the Nazirus. Same thing a Kohen is permitted to be metamit to Tumah Sheretz. Rav Soloveitchik told us that he once was at a bris together with a relative of his, Professor Shaul Lieberman from the seminary. So Shaul Lieberman was a big bucky. So he mentioned to him, he came upon a tshuva from the Goinim that a Kohen is not allowed to be metamit to Tumah Sheretz. So he asked him, what do you do with that tshuva sagoin? Rav Soloveitchik said the Goin was an Amoritz. It's against the din. Not all of the Goyim was such Talmid HaChacham. Wasn't one of the famous ones. Wasn't Rav Hai Goyim, Rav Shreiri Goyim. Wasn't from the famous ones. The name of the yeshiva was Goyim Yankov. The president of the yeshiva was Rosh Yeshiva Goyim Yankov. Some of them were fundraisers. And some of them were Talmid HaChacham. So this guy, the one who wrote that, the Tshuva HaGoyim, he didn't know how to learn. That's what he wasn't despoiled. That you find things in the Tshuva HaGoyim that are just connected. Beferish Adinim in the Gemara. So there's such a thing as a Tumah Shanazim Megalech Aleh, Tumah Shein Anazim Megalech Aleh. What's the difference? The Rambam coins an expression, Atzma Shal Meis. The coin, the Nazir is only, brings Karbonus Nazir Tomei, Ayam HaRishonim Yiplu, the whole parsha only applies if he came in contact with Atzma Shal Meis. If he got a Tumas Meis, without actually coming in contact with a Meis, like for example, Cherev HaRei Kecholol, Sof Tumah Lotze, it's also the same thing. So that's Tumas Meis, but it's not Atzma Shel Meis, so then these dinim don't apply. So the Shabbos, what's this din? Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYochid, Sveika Tomei Vadai, is a Vadai Tomei. Vadai Tomei means you assume that the that he really, the metzias was that he came in contact with a mace, or the halacha says that it's a tumas mace. Well, we don't know the facts, whether he really came in contact with a mace. So Reb Chaim said, and the Keren Ara has like that also, and that Dafin knows it. Keren Ara is a fantastic sefer. Most of the Keren Ara is around Kochim, and he has on Nozir and on Soito, because it has a lot of Kochim there too. So Reb Chaim has this suggestion that maybe Cherev, maybe Sofik Tuma Mishu Soyochit, Sveka Tomei, is the Tuma Shein HaNozim Megalechala. That's the answer to Tosis Kasha. So Tosis doesn't give that answer, because Tosis assumes that the dinim of Sofik Tuma Mishu Soyochit, Sveka Tomei Vadai, and Sofik Tuma Mishu Soram Sveka Tohar Vadai, everything, what you're learning out from Soita is only Dabusha Epshalios. And we assume that these are the facts. When you have a Sufik Tumah Mishu Sayochid, you assume the fact is that he became Tomei. You're assuming that he did come in contact with Hatzim Shomei. Not just like Zeris HaKosuv, there's a Tumas Meis, even though we're misupik about whether he really came in contact. No, we assume that the facts are he did come in contact. So that's why Tosis has a Kasha. So they came with their whole Mahalach. Tosis had to come up with a Chiddush. But Rav Chaim Moshe quotes, he heard from Yedidi, it's before the Sefer came out. It's in the Rav Chaim Sefer and the Rambam also. So Rav Chaim Moshe in the first Tshuva quotes that from Rav Chaim. The answer to Tosis Kasha. Once you say that the third person is over there, the other people are over there, so let it be a Sofik Tum of Shusa Yochid, the Sveka Tomei Vada, so let them both bring a Korban Nozer Tomei. So Tosis comes up with their whole complicated answer. Rav Chaim said, no, maybe it's a Tum Shein HaNozer Megaleuch Aleichem. Yeah, these dinim, that Sofik Tum Mishus HaYochid, Sveika Tomei, Sofik Tum Mishus HaRabim, Sveika Tohor, there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim whether it only applies to Tumas Mago. All the Mishnahs talk about a person walked into a room and we know that at 5 o'clock in the afternoon the patient in that room is still alive. And then in the morning we see the patient died, and we have no way to ascertain when he died. We know 5 in the afternoon yesterday he was alive, and 5 in the morning he's dead. When did he die? Because someone walked in between. He walked in and walked out. So that's a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid. You don't know when he became Tomei. So that's a Tumas Mago. The Tumas Meis is transmitted to the one who walked into the room. Or you have the Mishnayis, an animal is jumping with a dead sheretz in its mouth. The animal is jumping on Kikorish al Truma. And you don't know whether the dead sheretz in the mouth of the Chulda touched the Kikorish or not. Because the Chulda is jumping, has the sheretz in its mouth. So if the sheretz is hanging down low enough, then it's going to touch the lobes of Truma. You don't know. So that's a Sofik Tumas Maga. So all the Mishnahs that talk about Sofik Tumas Shusarachim, Shusarabim, they're all talking about Tumas, a Tuma being transmitted from one to the other. What if it's a separate category? Tuma Yotzol Migufoy. There's a Sofik whether I became a Yoledis. I'm a male. I can't become Yoledis. But at Brisk, everything is different. Maybe the husbands have babies. Everything is different at Brisk. But by normal people, so the question is, Sofik, whether the woman became a Nida, whether the person became a Metzor, whether the Bais became Tzoras Batam or not. So the Tosfos later has such a famous Kasha on the top of Yud Amud Beis. We didn't do the Gemara yet, but we pointed out the Tosfos. The Gemara derives the principle, that's a very famous, important Gemara, we're going to have to do it after the Bechina. So the Gemara learns that there is a principle of chazaka, status quo. Ishtel of chazaka. How do they know there's such a din that if you don't know what the facts are, you assume that whatever the situation was previously, chazaka and mekar, we assume that it didn't change. Or even if it did change, we assume that the change occurred as late as possible, just before we noticed that it changed. So the Gemara learns that from Bais HaManuga, that the coin goes into the bias that has the kenega nearly by bias, and he sees that it has a sheer gris, and he walks out the otsa coin al Pesach Habayis v'hizger es Habayis. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in the middle of Yudim and Beis. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Amar Kura b'yotzal kaim in Habayis al Pesach Habayis v'hizger es Habayis shivas yamim. So the Gemara says, how do you know that when he walked out of the house, it still retains a shir kigris? Maybe when he walked out, it shrank. And at the time that he declared that bias is a bias muzgar, there's a tomei muzgar and a tomei muchlot. So the muzgar is, his gar is habayis, by person and by the house and by the begotim. And then you have a mitzurah muchlot, when you pass indefinitely. Bechlet, that is a mitzurah. So how do you know that the Kohen had the right to be masgir the bais in the first place? Maybe when he walked out, botzel ashur, maybe the negatzara shrank, and at the end of the week we see that the taka shrank. So maybe it was tohar all along. Maybe when he declared that it's a bais muzgor, maybe the whole thing was a mistake. Maybe he had the right. Maybe it was less than a gris. So you see the shtel of chazok. Since the last time he saw it, a half a minute ago, it still had a shir kigris. When he walked out, he assumed that it didn't change. So Tesis is bothered with a kasha. Maybe that's based, how do you know that it's based on chazoka de meikora? We assume status quo, that it retains the shir kigris. Maybe the reason why you go lechum is because sofik tome vishus ayochid, sveika tome. So here, you're not talking about being mekabel tumah from mi bachutz. You're talking the bias. Does it? Should you declare that it's tumah or not? It's not a talking about kabbalas tumah. So that's one opinion in the Bali Ates. You look on the first daf from Bava Kama. Not the first daf, around daf Yud Aleph is on Bava Kama. The Rishonim have a beferish and machlokes about that. Whether sofik tumah b'shus ayochid the klali hapsak. Only apply to Tumas Mag, or even apply to Tuma Yotzal Megufay. And even according to those Rishonim, there's a Sefer Mein Avtoyach. There's more than one Sefer Mein Avtoyach. So there's one classic Sefer Mein Avtoyach, where the text of the Sefer on top of the page is the Hakdomas Aramam the Seder Taris, and the bottom of the page is a commentary giving Mar Mekoymes to everything the Ramam says in the Hakdomas the Seder Taris. So in the main Avtoyach, he points out, he talks about this Tosfos, and he says, in his opinion, everybody agrees by Metzora that you don't apply the rules of Safek Tum, Mishus Ayoch, Mishus Arabim. The only Machlokes of Rishonim is by Zav Zava, Nidi, or Ledes. That's a Tumah Yotzal and Migufa, whether the Kloli HaPsak apply there or not. But by Metzora, for sure, it doesn't apply. Why? Because the mitzvah is not tomei until the kohen declares that he's tomei. So usually a sofek tumah, but the two tzadi ha-sofek are, is it tomei, is it tohor? Here by mitzvah, the two tzadi ha-sofek are, is it tohor? And there's a mitzvah for the kohen to declare that it's tomei, or is it tohor? And there's no mitzvah on the part of the kohen to declare that it's tomei. But it's not that the two tzadi ha-sofek are, is it tomei, is it tohor? The both tzadi are that it's tohor. The two tzadimah, is there a mitzvah to declare tumah? So that's not called a sofik tumah. That's how the main avtoyach claims. He has a mashal like that, okay. But the Tosfos doesn't present it like that. The top Tosfos on Yudim and Beis presents it as if the klolei hapsak of sofik tumah, b'shus hayach, b'shus harab, apply even to tumas riya, that's a beferish hamachlokes in the Rishonim, and even to bayis hamenuga. Bayis hamenuga is also the same thing. Is it Torah with a mitzvah for the kohen to declare it that to make it tamei by declaring so, or is it Torah without a mitzvah to declare that it's tamei? It's a mechudish dikat Tosfos, but then Tosfos gives an answer that's really not the meduyak. Tosfos answers Tosfos answers on the third line from the top. The bucha, the answer is he can't say that the bias hamenuga v'yotzakana pesach habayis v'hizgus habayis is not based on shtelling on the chazaka that he knows that it had a shir gris before. We assume it still has a shir gris. No, the b'chol inyan timi hakas apila habiru shus harabim sheyesh b'harbe b'neod. Okay, even if there are a lot of people there, so it's a sofik tum shus harabim apila dobe sheim b'das lishol. Even if it happens to be a case. What do you mean, even if it happens to be? It always is. A bias is always a dovashem b'das lishol. Abayas. When you have a suffix on a person who's an adult, who's mature, so that's called a davar sheyesh b'das l'shel. You have a suffix on little children, tinoik, whether the tinoik touched the mace or not. A tinoik is a human being, but he's a lab b'das, a little child. So that's called a person. If the davar ha'mekabel tuma zein b'das l'shel, then it has the din of ishus harab, that is sveka tahor. So bias, you're discussing whether the bias should be tummy or not. The bias is always a davar sheyein b'das l'shel. So Tosfos writes, even if it happens to be that it's a davar sheyein b'das, what do you mean, even if it happens to be? It's 100%, it's always so. A bias is always a davar sheyein b'das l'shel. What in the world are they talking about over here? That's a pella. Even if I feel a davar sheyein b'das l'shel, and the rule should have been, sofik tumah b'shus harabim, eim b'das l'shel is tahor v'adai, like a davar sheyein b'das l'shel. So that line in Tosfos is very strange. The Tosfos is strange. So there are two definitions of Ishus HaRabim, either three people together, even inside a building, or if it's Tezayin Amawai, that's the Gemara and the Cheska Batim. And you go to Kula in both. And if you have Sofik Tom, Ishus HaYachas, Vekotam is Tomei Vadai. Not Tomei Sofik, Tomei Vadai. That's the previous Tosfos proved it from needed up base on the base. And then a machlekes in the Rishonim, whether the klolei hapsak of safik tumah b'shus hayochid versus b'shus haram only applies to tumah smagar, even applies to tumah hayotze ol migufa. Are there any other differences between, we divide all the tumas into two categories, tumah smagar and tumah hayotze ol migufa? Who are the tumah hayotze ol migufa? Zav zav and nidiyah ledes and mitzoyra. These are the five people. Balkeri. Balkeri is a big question. A balkeri is a tumah smagar, because the tipa shich vezer is an avatume, and it's touching the balkeri on the outside of his body, so it's metamehim, so the balkeri is a rishon letuma. The tipa's keri, the Mishnah says, ovas atume, the first daf in Bava Kama, we learn. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Taurus, ovas atume, there are three, asheretz vashich vezer batomimeis. Why does the Mishnah say shich vezer? Why doesn't it say the balkeri? So the Shittim Kubetzes on the first daf in Bava Kama quotes the Rash, Mishnayis in Tyrus, that the Balkeri is a Rishon Letumah, he's not an Avatumah. He's a Tumas Mago. The Tipas Keri touches him on the outside of his body. The fact that it comes inside his body, that's a Maga Beis Hastarim. When it comes out of the body, then it's Metamehim. And the other Rishonim disagree. What are you talking about? The Balkeri is the Tumas Riyah. It's a Tumah Yotzol Megufay. Yeah. What's the difference? Big difference. Whether the Balkeri is an Avatumah or Rishon Letumah. Okay. What if he touches an Adam? An Adam, there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Adam, Mekelem, Mochlem, Amashkin. So Adam, Mekelem can only be Mekabel Tumah from a Avatumah or above. Or Avi Avos Atumah. Can't be Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon. So that's a Shaila. Can a Balkeri be Metamei Adam, Mekelem? Yeah. Is he an avatumah or is he a rishon letumah? Big machlokes, yeah. What's another nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? Whether the balkeri is an avatumah or a rishon letumah, is he also b'machna leviya? In the azara, no tummy is permitted to enter. In the harabais, only mishetumah yotzal megufa is mishtalech chutz l'shtei machnas. There are three machnas. There's machna shchina, machna leviya, and Machne Yisrael. In the Midbar, there were three. So even in Yerushalayim, where they weren't traveling with any Masoes, there were no Machnes, but the Halacha considers the Azora is like Machne Shechina, parallel to the Azora in the days in the Midbar. Then the whole Harabayis has the din like Machne Leviya, even though no Levim living there. And then you have all of Yerushalayim has a din like Machne Yisrael. So which Tameim are prohibited? So if you enter the Azora, all Tameim are prohibited from entering. From entering Harabais, the Gemara says, Tumah Yotzo Ola Megufay. So what about a Balkeri? Is a Balkeri allowed to enter into Harabais? So it's a sugi in the first parak in Yuma. Said the Pharisee is not allowed to enter. So you see that a Balkeri is a Tumah Yotzo Ola Megufay. It's not a Tumas Magor. So he should be an Avat Tumah. Very strange. Very strange. How can it be? How can it be an opinion? How can there be an opinion in the Rishonim that a Balkeri is only a Tumas Mago? It's Beferish anymore. He's not allowed to enter, Balkeri is not allowed to enter the Har HaBayis. The people who want to go today to the Har HaBayis, they go to mikveh before to take off the tumas. If it's a man, he goes to mikveh. There shouldn't be a Baal Keri, because Baal Keri is not allowed to go. So how can it be a machlekes rishonim? So behechreyach, the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky has a commentary on Tosefta that he calls Chazon Yecheskel. And he rediscovered America. He discovers the same, he comes up with the same chiddush that the main Avtoach came up with 100 years before him, that it must be, it's a machlekes hatanoim. This issue, whether Baal Keri is a Tumah Yotzah L'Megufoy or a Tumah Smago, which Befurish a machlekes in Rishonim, so he says it must be a machlekes hatanoim. Because otherwise, how are you going to explain? The Gemara quotes Brises that he's Mishtaleh Chutz L'Machna Leviyah. Machni Yisrael, which Tameim are not, all of Yerushalayim has a din like Machni Yisrael. So which Tameim are not allowed to enter Machni Yisrael? Only the Mitzorah. So Mitzorah is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. If a Mitzorah enters Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus. Lo Yovel Tocha Machna. The Mitzorahim are not allowed to enter any of the Ayores HaMakofas Chayma with Mos Yeshua Ben Nun either. Not only Yerushalayim. But that's a big Machlekes in Rishonim. Whether all Ayores HaMakofas Chayma have the same din as Yerushalayim. They're all called Machna. Oh no, maybe it's a din, it's an essay. V'shalchon min HaMachna. Maybe there's no love. Lo Yovel Tocha. Maybe the love, the Yovel Tech HaMachna, only applies to Yerushalayim. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, the Mefarshim and the Mishnah. But bottom line, if it's not, it's either an essay, Shalchem Ben HaMachna, or it's a Lois essay. So the whole Nafkamina is, if the Mitzorah will enter Ayores HaMakavis Chama, will he be Loika or not? But he's certainly not allowed to enter all Ayores HaMakavis Chama. It's at least an essay, Shalchem Ben HaMachna. All machlekes are rishonim, but they have the lav lo yovel tocha machna. So these are important dinim. Safik tumah b'shusa yochid b'shusa rabim. Well, yeah. What is there any other difference between tumah yotzel megufay and tumah smago? So Tosfos has in a few places in Shas. Not everybody agrees with Tosfos. Tosfos has in a few places in Shas that the din is that a korban tzibur, if need be, you're permitted to bring the korban tzibur even in the state of tumah. Tumah is mutar b'tzibur. The Gemara has a machlokes amaraim in the beginning of Yuma Davov, and then the Gemara Dav Zayin in Yuma shows it's really a machlokes hatanoim, where the tumah b'tzibur is hutra d'chuya. And the Gemara gives you what's the difference halach lamais where the hutra d'chuya. Hutra means heta gomer, and d'chuya means because she hitira hatoira is not really heta gomer. So the din that tumah is muta b'tzibur says one example is a korban pesach. If the rov hatzibur is tummy, so you bring the korban pesach b'tumah. So how did the rov hatzibur become tummy? What's going on? So the Gemara gives an example. The chief rabbi died, and the mitzvah is nasi shemeis. When the chief rabbi is called the nasi, hakol krevov. Everybody's related to the chief rabbi. It's not true. Hakol kikroiva. Just like a kohen is metame to design, a kohen has a mitzvah. Lo yitame to min metame to design kroivim. So hakol kikroiva. When the chief rabbi dies, everybody's mechuyav to be metame, even the kohanim. It's considered like a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is if it's not enough covered a meis. So if the chief rabbi dies, we require everyone has to be metame. So the Gemara says, if the whole Klal Yisrael, millions of people attend, the chief rabbi dies a week before Pesach, and everybody goes to the funeral, so you're not going to have a Reif Tzibah is going to be Tomei Meis. So then the din is, you bring the Korban Pesach B'tumah. So Pesach HaBa B'tumah is brought B'tumah anyway, so everybody's going to eat it, it's going to be a Tomei Meis. What if some of the women couldn't go to Mikvah because they're a Nida? There are Tomei Meis also, there are Nidah. So he said, but everybody's eating Betumah. So can the Nidah eat the Korban Pesach Betumah? Well, let's say someone was with his wife, so he's a Baal Keri, but he's a Tomei Meis anyway. So what do I care if he's a Baal Keri? So the Mishnah says, no. A Pesach HaBa Betumah, the Zavin and the Mitzorayim and the Baal Keri are not allowed to eat. Only the Tomei Meis. So Tosfos understands that it's the the distinction is Tumas Maga versus Tuma Yotza L'Megufay. When you say Tumas Mutta B'Tzibur, it's only Tumas Maga. Either Tumas Maga HaMeis or Maga HaSheretz, or the people touch the Anida or a Zav, they're a Mekabal Tuma Mibachutz. But if it's a Tuma Yotza L'Megufay, that's considered Mochomer, just like it's Mochomer, all of those who have a Tumas Ria, Tumas Ria, Tuma Yotza L'Megufay, and not allowed to enter Harabayis, so all those who have a Tuma Yotza L'Megufay, there's no kula of Tuma Muta Betziba, only by Tumas Mago. And not all the Rishonim agreed with Tosis. The Rambam doesn't seem. The Rambam writes explicitly, only Maga HaMeis, even Maga HaSheretz, you're not allowed to be Matat, Makriv in a state of Tuma. Only Tumas Meis is Muta Betziba, and other Tumas Mago is not. But that's Tosis Shita. Tosis says we distinguish between Tuma Yotzel and Megufay, as opposed to Tumas Maga. Where else is there a difference between Tumas Maga, Tumas Yotzal, and Megufay? By Chalas Chutzal Oretz. You had that gigantic Tosis, had a Tosis went on and on and on. That bottom Tosis on Vav and Mebeis goes over to Zayin and Aleph. There was a contradiction in the various Gemaras, whether you mafis Tumas and Maises on in Chutzal Oretz, in Bavel. There are Gemaras, and in Bavel, there used to be Mafish, Trumas, and Mises. Chala, for sure, you have Chalas Chutzlords. that they all agree. But even Trumas and Mises, there are Gemaras. And then the Gemara says that the Kedusha Vishayna Lo Kitcha Lo Silovai, and the areas in Beit Shan section of Eretz Yisrael never got a Kedusha Shniyah, so you're not Mafish, Trumas and Mises. But the Gemara says, even in Bavel, you Mafish, Trumas and Mises. What's going on? Isn't it a steer? The Tosfos gave the different answers. So in the middle of the discussion, Tosfos quotes, there is a Gemara in Bechoris, I think Tosfos quoted. There is a Gemara in Bechoris, on Daf Chav Zayin. In the beginning of the Tosfos, they quote a Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin that a Kohen is not permitted to eat Truma in a state of Tuma, whether he's Tomei or the Truma is Tomei. That's Truma Deraisa and Eretz Yisrael. What if it's Chala? Chala and Truma are exactly the same deal. The Mishnah has that there are four things that have exactly Shem Echad. Truma, Bikure, Maisa, Mena Maisa, and Chala. All four have exactly the same deal. So let's say if a person eats non-kosher food, he only gets Malkus if he eats a Kazayis. What if he eats a half a Kazayis of Chazer and a half a Kazayis of Basa B'cholov? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Big paskin any story mitzdar from zem zeh. One Tana Rab Meir is of the opinion. There's one law. Lasilcha kol teiva kol sheti after lecha. A rib about teichel if you eat a kazayis or non kosher food, even if half of the kazayis is one isa, half of the kazayis of another isa, totally unrelated, you get malta. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin they're only mitzdar from yachad if it's shmosem shavim and shiurem shavim. It has to be the same isa. So the Rambam had a chiddush that he quoted from the Sifra. If you eat a kazayis of meat, half a kazayis of nevela, half a kazayis of treifa. So I would have thought that they're totally unrelated. Treifa means I did a perfect shechita, but the animal is a diseased animal. And nevela means I didn't do a shechita at all. It died naturally, or a goy shot it to death. Or you did a shechita with a psul. She addressed a chalada gramavika. That's nevela. So I would have thought that nevela and treifa are not mitzdarfim. So the Rambam quotes this chiddush from the Sifra that nevela treifa mitzdarfim because the treifa is tchilos nevela. Means when you do a shechita, since the treifa is going to die within the next 12 months, probably midlamus, so shechita is chala on the treifa at the time of the nevela, but the shechita is not chala on the treifa. It's not a separate issa. Let's say you shech the behema and then you cook it with milk. So the shechita was perfect, and he cooked it with milk. He made it basa b'chol. So I said, perisa. Well, let's say I shech the behem, and then I offered this tikrubis to the Avodah Zarah. So it's a separisa hana. I made it into tikrubis later. But if you shech the sick animal, a treifa, it's not that the shechita was perfect, and there's no isa in the veila. It's a separisa. It's a diseased animal. You're not allowed to eat treifa. No. The Rambam has an expression, treifa tchilas nevelahi. Means if the animal is half dead, a treifa is amid lomus, I treat it as if the animal is half dead. The animal is half dead, so you can't, shechita is not chal on the animal. If an animal is a behema misukenes, the Gemara spoke about shechita is not misukenes. If he shechta misukenes, Where is that Gemara? Gemara spoke about shechting b'sak and shalav with the Zora. Are you getting Hanoah or not? Yeah, Chesam et Alev. So the Gemara said, shechting samsukenis. The Behem is holding by dying and shechting quickly, then you are getting Hanoah from the sak and shalav with the Zora. Sak and shalav with the Zora is Mishamshia with the Zora, and it's also Hanoah. So Mesukenes is a perfect shechita. It's mitar medena veila, and it's muta bachilo also. The Gemara says Yecheskel Anavi got a nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that there's going to be a churban beis hamikdash. Rebbeinu Shel Olam told him he should act out the nevuah. So he told him he should take a bagel that's filthy and disgusting to eat, and he should eat it, and he should sleep on his left side, sleep on his right side, a whole nevuah that he had. So Yecheskel Anavi pleads with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, oi, I'm so careful. I never ate any non-kosher food. What are you telling me to do such a nevuah? I should eat this disgusting bagel. The Gemara says later in Chulin, what is he bragging? The Beit Trefa lo achalti. An Orthodox Jew doesn't eat Nevei L'Trefa. What's the big tzitkas of Yecheskel Anoi that didn't eat Nevei L'Trefa? Mar says, no, he wouldn't eat a Shechet de Sam Sukenis. It was a Midas Chasidus on his part. A personal Midas Chasidus. We understand what it is. Just like a Trefa is Tchilas Nevei L'Trefa Alpidin. Shechitas Trefa is Metar Bnei Nevei L'Trefa, but it's also Bachila, because Trefa is Tchilas Nevei L'Trefa. So Shechita is not Chal on an animal that's half dead. Shechita is not chal to be mata b'achila. So Mesukenis is also half dead. It's about to die any minute. So you shecht it quickly. So that was his midas chasidus. That was his midas chasidus. Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah is later, when you shecht the Mesukenis, how do you know that the animal wasn't going to die the same time anyway? The animal is about to die imminently. So how do you know when you shecht the Mesukenis? Shechita means that I killed the animal properly, according to the rules and regulations of Shechita. Maybe the animal was going to die the same second anyway. The Gemara said, the animal has to jump a little bit after you finish the Shechita, that you should know that the Shechita killed the animal, that wasn't going to die that time anyway. So that's a judgment call. Did the Shechita really kill the animal, or maybe the animal would have died the same time anyway? So whenever, that was Yecheskel Anavi's Midas Chasidus. Whenever there's a judgment call, just like Behema Shahara Bachocham, if you had to have a psak that is muta bachila, so Yecheskel Anavi wouldn't want to eat it. That's what they quote in your day. There's a midas chasidus not to eat a Behema Shahara Bachocham. Someone once saw Rav Moshe Feinstein. Whenever they saw Rav Moshe Feinstein, people always ask him shaymas. Yeshiva Bachman, Rabbanim, that's whenever he saw him. So he was once at a wedding, and Yeshiva Bachur asked him a shayla. So he said, it's mutter, it's kosher. And then the boy asked him, the boy didn't know you were there. So he said, maybe I should be machmir, because behema shahara b'chacham, since I had to ask you, and you said that it's mutter, maybe behema shahara b'chacham, you shouldn't eat it. So Moshe said, just because you're an Amoritz, you don't know the first thing about Yeridah. That's not called Behem Shor B'Chacham. Behem Shor B'Chacham means that the Chacham had to work hard to come up with a psak. It's enough in a din. You just don't know the din. Someone told over this story, I remember, at my father-in-law's funeral at Tor V'Das. So one of the Rabbanim said, I think it was Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum from the Miri Yeshiva in Brooklyn. He passed away himself already. So he told over a story that an old-timer who learned in Radin told him over this story that when the Chofetz Chaim was old, his first wife passed away, and then he remarried his second wife, and he had the daughter from the second wife. Mendel Zaks married the daughter from the second wife. So there was a period of time that he didn't have a wife. So he had a Jewish girl who was cooking the meals for him and serving him the meals on Shabbos. So he used to eat with a group of Talmidim in his home. So on Friday night they were eating, and the Jewish girl served the soup, and the Chofetz Chaim asked one of the boys, please ask the girl in the kitchen if the soup is kosher. So what do you mean he asked the girl if the soup is kosher? Of course it's kosher. She gave us the soup. So he thought he must be senile. First he thought he's hearing things. So the boy didn't do anything. He didn't go. Then the Chofetz Chaim didn't get angry. He said again, he waited, everybody finished the soup, and he didn't touch it. So he said, please go to the kitchen, ask the girl if the soup is kosher. So he thought it must be Sina, it's not going to hurt the girl's feeling. So he didn't go to the kitchen. Then the Chofetz Chaim waited a little longer and didn't get angry. He just said, please go to the kitchen, ask the girl if the soup is kosher. So the boy went into the kitchen. He said to the girl, I don't know what this means, but the Chofetz Chaim asked me to ask you if the soup is kosher. So she screams out, tell him not to eat the soup, I forgot. He gave me instructions that whenever there's a shayla on the chicken, he made chicken soup, and it was a shayla, and she has to bring the shayla to the dayan, and he has to pask, and he does want to eat from the heim of Shahar B'chofim. Tell him he shouldn't eat the soup. They were tzaddikim who were there whenever there was a shayla. That's behem Shahar B'chofim. If there's taka shayla, if the guy's an amara, there's no shayla, that's not called behem Shahar B'chofim. But there is such a midas chasidus. Again, so the Rambam writes that if you eat a chatzi zayas nevela and a chatzi zayas of treifa, the mitzvah from yachad, it's a sifro, the mitzvah from because treifa is trilas nevela. It's not a side issa because it's unhealthy, because the animal is diseased. You may get sick by eating. That's a good consideration, but that's not why the Torah prohibited Shchita Strefa. Shchita Strefa is considered Trilas Nevela, and it's called Shem Echad with Nevela. So if you have a half a gazais of Nevela, half a gazais of Trefa, the Ramam writes at them, it's Star from Yachad. How do we get involved in this? I already forgot. Chalas Chutz Lawrence. So what's the din of Chalas Chutz Lawrence? Yeah, Nachamal. So there's a Gemara in Pcheres on Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara has kula after kula after kula about Chalas Chutz Lawrence. One of the kulas is very relevant for us. Let's say there are a lot of bakeries in New York, Jewish bakeries, kosher bakeries, where everything is kosher. They don't mix in non-kosher ingredient, but they're not all mafresh challah. A lot of bakeries are only mafresh. Some bakeries that have shtick, they're only mafresh challah on challah, not on bread. So that's a mistake. You have to be mafish chal on bread. Some bakeries are only mafish chal on bread, but not on cake and cookies. So then Pashta says that's also a mistake. Mishnah says you have to be mafish chal on cake and cookies as well. It's pas habo b'kisnin. It's a subcategory of pas. The Chumash says, "Vay b'cholchem lechem haaretz." If you eat lechem, even if it's a pas habo b'kisnin, it's a subcategory of lechem. There's also chayv in shumas and ma'isus. So let's say I'm buying cake and cookies before Shabbos from a bakery where I know all the ingredients are kosher, but the mezalza, they're not mafresh challah on it. So when I come home, I should be mafresh challah before Shabbos. What if I forgot to be mafresh challah before Shabbos? So the Gemara in Beitza says in the first perek that you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos and Yontif, even chalas chutz lords, you're not allowed to. So what do? So he can eat all the cake and cookies he wants, leave over a little bit till after Shabbos, and after you say Abdullah, then you're allowed to be mafresh challah on what you ate already. If it's really tevel of Eretz Yisrael, what does it help? After you ate, you already violated the Issa Tevel. Can't be mata the Issa Tevel and mafreya. But chalas chutz lord, that's one of there's a series of kulas. Ochel v'holach v'chakach mafresh. That's one of the many kulas. Ochel v'holach v'chakach mafresh. I remember the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael many years ago, the practice was that the yeshiva guys never relied on the Rabbanut Hashgacha for Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maaseh. So they'll buy a bottle of soda. So this soda had flavoring, that the flavoring came from fruits or vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael. So you had to be Mafresh, Trumas, and Maaseh. So they didn't trust the Rabbanut, so they would drink the whole bottle of soda till the bottom, and then they would leave an inch of soda on the bottom. Then Eichel v'Holach v'Achakach Mafresh. There'd be Mafresh, Koresh, and Truma, and Maiserishin, and Maisersheni, everything do Mafresh afterwards. So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa had a right that that's Keneged Adin. It's not a din in Hilchas Shabbos, a din in Hilchas Tevel. That din, Eichel v'Holach v'Achakach Mafresh, doesn't apply to every single case where Truma is only the Rabbana. It's a special kula, it's Chalas Chutz Lords. That's a mechores daf chav zayin. Chalas chutz lords, erech v'helech v'achakach mavish. In Eretz Yisrael, we paskin that all the trumas and maises b'zman is only the rabbanon. And we paskin anything outside the dog and tirish v'yitzer is only the rabbanon. So it's a double the rabbanon, but still, that kula only applies to the chalas chutz lords. So the Gemara has another kula chalas chutz l'aretz on the same daf chav zayin. The Gemara has a few kulas, one after the other, after the other, after the other. So another one is a kohen who has a tuma hayotza al meguf. A kohen is a balkeri, so he's not allowed to eat chalas chutz l'aretz. Well, once he goes to the mikveh, he's allowed to eat. Aye, but he touched the challah, he made the challah tameh before he went to the mikveh. His wife touched it when she was a nida. So the challah is tameh. Anyway, that's tumas maga. In challah, Eretz Yisrael, truma in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat whether the kohen is tameh or the peres are tameh or the truma is tameh. Either way, you're not allowed to eat it. But challah's chutzos, they only acid it if it's tuma hayotza lemegufa, if the kohen is tameh. If the kohen is tamei tumas maga, he went to a funeral, the kohen touched someone else who's a balkeri, he's permitted to eat the challah slutzot. Or if the challah itself is tamei, that's not a problem, only tumas maga. So Taisis puts all these together. Chilik between tumas riya and tumas yotza l'migufa as opposed to tumas maga. So one afkamina for tuma muta betziba, one afkamina for harabais, to go to harabais. The third nafkamina binigir to eating chalos chutz lords, that we only makel on tumas maga, and not makel on tumas riya, tumas yotza l'megufa. And the machlek is arishayna, whether the klali hapsak of safik tumah b'shus hayochid versus b'shus ram only are restricted only to tumas maga, or even applies to tumas yotza l'megufa. You have to take all the dinim and put them all together. See how many places puts them all together. How many places do you distinguish between tumas maga and tumas riya? Then there's a very important gemara. We're learning chulin. Very important gemara. Rav Huna. Beim b'chaya b'cheska sisra emedes. Where is that? Here it is. The middle of Tesam and Aleph, that's very important. Whenever there's a suffix b'shchita, the Rav Huna says, "Beheima b'cheya b'cheskesisra emedes, ashivar alach b'men ishchato." While the animal is alive, but sure it's b'cheskesisra. B'cheskes, which is it? So that's a famous machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi is here, the Tosfos is not here. Rashi writes, "Beheima b'cheya b'cheskesisra eiv menachai." Every animal while it's alive is eiv menachai. So on the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Tosfos. So my Gemara doesn't say. This morning I was learning from a different Gemara, so they tell you to look. Where's the other Tosfos? Shavuos. Where? Beitza. Beitza and Shavuos. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. What do they disagree with Rashi? So they quote a Gemara in Perek Gid Anoshe. That's the same Sifta Perek Shvi. But the Gemara, the end of Gid Anoshe, the last daf has machlekes of Biechel Mishlokish. When does the Issa Eiv Menachai set in? Well, you have an animal walking in the street that's a bundle of Eiv Menachais. The legs and the head and everything is an Eiv Menachai. Or they say, no, it's not an Eiv Menachai till you detach it. When you detach it. So that's how we paskan like Rabbi Yochanan. Be'eimah b'chayeho lav la'ivarim amedes. Rish Lakish is of the opinion, be'eimah b'chayeho la'ivarim amedes. The animal that's walking is a bundle of Eiv Menachais. Everything already has an Issa, Eiv Menachai, even before you rip it off. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin, it's only Eiv Menachai once you detach it. What's the difference? Bottom line, it's going to become Eiv Menachai. It's an afkamina there. The whole sugya is for Issa Chal al Issa. Which Issa was Chal first? Does the Issa Eiv Menachai Chal when the animal is born? It's already an Eiv Menachai? Or is it only Chal later? So it has afkaminas for Issa Chal al Issa. So Tosis has a tie against Rashi. How can you say every live animal that's walking around is Bechezka Seiv Menachai? Nothing was detached yet. It's not yet an Issa Eiv Menachai. So Tesi came up with a big chiddush that there's an Issa essay of Eino Zvucha. That it says in the Chumash, if you want to eat flesh, Kisava Napshach Alechal Basa, Bechalabas Napshach Tizbach Vechalta Basa. So it says, if you want to eat flesh, that's what we call a Bisar Taiva. There's Bisar Kochim, when you bring it as a garment. Then Bisar Taiva is another way of saying Bisar Chulin. All the meat that we eat in America is all Bisar Taiva. It's a Chulin. And you have to shecht it. So the mashmos of the pasuk is you're only allowed to eat the meat if you shecht it properly. If you don't shecht it, you're not allowed to eat. So Tesis came up with an Issa Resi. There's an Issa Enes Vuchim. Not all the other Balei HaTosfos are very concerned. Who said that there's an Issur Esek? There is no such thing. Who says there's an Issur Esek? Then the Gemara there at the end of Gid Anasha talks about any Issur Chal al Issur. The Gemara says Behema B'Chayel B'Cheskas Issur Emedes. There's an Issur. And then if the Behema becomes Nitra for later after it's born, it's a question. Behema is also already Behema B'Chayel. Already has an Issur. If it becomes Nitra for, maybe I should say Ein Issur Chal al Issur. Maybe the Issur Trefa will only set in if it was born a trefa, but if it was born a ksher, it became a trefa later in life. Maybe I should say Ein Issur Chal al Issur, which is the first Issur that prevents the second Issur from being chal. So according to Rashi, the first Issur is Eid Melechai. But according to this Tosfos and Beitza and in, what was the other one? Kiddushin? No. Shavuos and a Beitza, the Issur is Issur Esev Ein Zvucha. That's an interesting Kiddush. Ein Issur Chal al Issur, even if the first Issur was only an Issur essay. Is that Taka Muskam like that? So that's a discussion in Achrayim. The other Rishayim, did they agree with that Tosis? They don't hold for an Issur essay of Ein Zvucha. But would they deny that? If there would be an Issur essay, would they agree Ein Issur Chal al Issur, the first Issur essay, prevents the second Issur La from being Chal? Or no, maybe Issur essay cannot prevent. So that's a major discussion. The Pima Gadim has that discussion. In the Psicha HaKolelas, the Hilcha Shchita, Pima Gadim discusses it. When we get to Gid Anasha, that'll be relevant. Yeah. So that's a din of Rav Huna. Be'ema b'chaya b'cheskes Issur Emedes. Tosfos is not happy. That Tosfos there in Beitz and Ishua is not happy with the Rashi. One issue they raise is that be'ema b'chaya lav le'varba menes. There is no Issur Emedes. Then they raise another issue. We're not discussing a suffering now whether it has an Issur Eid Menachai. Someone shechted the animal, and now it's a. And now there's a suffering in the Shechita. We're not sure he did Shehiya. So Shehiya has to be a minimum amount of time. So we're Mesupik. So whenever you're Mesupik, and Shehiya draws a halad, agram abik, and whenever you're Mesupik, so we say, Behema b'chaya, b'ches kesisra in medes. And you say that it's an Issur b'toras vadai, not just sofik deraisa l'chumra, because there's a chazaka l'yisura, chazaka l'meikora, so the chazaka paskan zay said it's an Issur vadai, and you should be loike. So Tosfos says, but now for sure there's no Issur Eid Menachai. Now the animal is dead. So what does it help that there is a b'cheskes Issur Eid Menachai? So Rashi holds machzikim meyisa leyisa. The animal had a cheskas yisei menachai. Now for sure the animal is dead. There's no eid menachai now. But the shaila is now, is does it have an isa nevela? So Rashi holds machzikim meyisa leyisa. And Tosfos holds that eid machzikim meyisa leyisa. So Rashi holds it's not really so different. Behema b'chayeho was Eid Menachai, because it didn't have Shechita, and then if it dies, it's an Issur Nevela. So the two are connected, and not totally unrelated. Probably Rashi would agree, if the two totally unrelated Issurim, Rashi would also agree that Eid Machzikim Yisur Yisur. But this is known as the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, where the Machzikim Yisur Yisur. There's a Shach and Yerideya, who talks to Halacha Lamaisa, that sometimes we do hold like Rashi, the Machzikim Yisur Yisur. Even though Tosfos was very upset about the Rashi, but sometimes we would hold like Rashi. If the latest asafik occurred mechaim, while the animal was alive, there was already a safik. Yeah. So the Gemara lists off all the chomish ul chashchita, shia drasa chalada hagrama v'yikra. Yeah, what does it mean shehiya? So we said pasha pshat and shehiya is like the din and kriyashma and in duchening and mikra megillah shokadei ligmar skula. Takes a while to recite the whole Shemoneh Esrei, or to say the whole Duchening. So let's say they pause in the middle of the Duchening. They pause so long they could have said all the three psukim, Yirecha Hashem Yishmarecha, Yirecha Chayoyer Yisa. They could have said the whole thing in the time that they paused in the middle. That's called Shokh Delig Maskula. The Gemara says Shokh Delig Maskula. You don't judge from this point, they're halfway through the mitzvah. You don't judge from here till the end. You judge from the beginning to the end. How long does it take to say the whole duchening from the beginning to the end. So that's a discussion in Amoraim and the Gemara, in Megillah and in Brachas, different places, in Rosh Hashanah and Shog Dei Ligim Askula, by the middle of Tkiyah Shofar, in the middle of Kriyashma, middle of Shmon Esrei, and a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, how to pask in the Mechaba and the Ramah. When the Lachatchila, you're never allowed to be Shog Dei Ligim Askula. That's why the Mishnah Berurah has a taina. Why do we have the practice that we say the tefillah for the chalaimus in the middle of the pasuk all the time? Before the last word, v'yishmerecho, v'yichonecho, yasem l'cho shalom, before the word shalom, the Kohanim pause, and everybody says the tefillah for the chalaimus. So the Mishnah Berurah says, more correct would have been if we would say the tefillah for the chalaimus after they finished the pasuk. That's what we pointed out. Many have a time. It doesn't help you wait till after the last word in the pasuk. But it's in between the first pasuk and the second pasuk. Should also be an issue of Shok Delik Maskula. Why is the Mishnah Berurah only worried about Shok Delik Maskula within one pasuk? The three psukim, Miracha Yoyer Yisa, is one big mitzvah. Should be a problem even if you say the tefillah in between one pasuk and the other. They should say the tefillah for the halayim is after the whole duchening is all over. Then it would make more sense. But in between the psukim is also should be a problem, at least l'chatchila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah raises the issue, at least l'chatchila. So the pashtus is that the din of Shia over here by Shechita is like the din in Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to shecht kara and veshit in a behema. You have to shecht, let's say, veshit in an oaf, you're shechting a veshit. So you shechted part, and then the shecht takes a break, has to daven mincha, a long shman has, but then it comes back and he shechts the exudation. So shok the lig maskula. So the end is not mitzarv to the beginning because it was such a long shehiyah between shok the lig maskula. That's the pashup shot. So he pointed out that we're machma like Rashi. Many rishonim disagree with Rashi. We're machma like Rashi later on that shia b'miyud basra also passels. Where's that? I forgot already. Here, a long tesis on lamin on the base. So Rashi Shita is, let's say you shecht Rav Kana Rav Beshet, then the shechet goes, takes a break, he davens mincha, then he comes back, he sees the animal is still jumping around, it didn't drop dead yet. So he takes the knife, and he finishes to shecht it. If he takes a gun, and he shoots the animal, or he bops it over the head with a bat, and it dies, so that's not the problem of shok derig maskul. But if he takes a knife, and he continues to do the shechita, so Rashi learned that's an ibaida lepshita in the Gemara, and we go to chumra, safik deraisa lechumra. Safik deraisa lechumra. What do you mean? So Tosis Tain is, what do you mean? He finished the whole shechita already. How can it become an avela after you've already finished the shechita? So Rashi apparently is of the opinion that it's not merely shok delig maskul, it's not mitztarif, the second half is not mitztarif in the first half. No. A shechita b'shehiya makes the animal an avela. And the Gemara had a suffix. Maybe the Miud Basra is Mitztaref with the Raiv that he did before to be considered one big Shechita, and it's a Shechita B'Shehiyah. So Shechita B'Shehiyah makes the animal an Avela. That's a Chiddush of a definition. Not just that Shehiyah is Mapsik the Tziruf, it's Mitztaref together, and it's a Shechita B'Shehiyah. Shechita B'Shehiyah makes an Avela. So I mentioned that the people who learn Yerideya, so there's a book that's called Evan Boichen, Test Yourself to See If You Know Yerideya. So they have funny questions to see if you know all the shachs and all the tazen and everything. So they have in Evan Boichen, they have the following question. Hechi Timtza, how is it possible that you shechted an animal and the leg of the animal is kosher and the rest of the animal is an isa nevela? How can it be? The rest of the animals in the veil, say the leg should be in the veil also. So the official answer that they give is Yishech the Raif Kana Raif Eshet. You finished the Shechita, you cut off a leg. The animal was Nishchat already. And then the Shechet has a break for Mincha. Then he comes back and the animal is still jumping around, missing one leg. So he takes the knife and he finishes the Shechita. So according to Rashi, Shia B'mir Basra makes an in the veil of Mikan al Habo. But the leg has already been detached. So the leg is not a nevela, and the rest of the animal is a nevela. That's what it says in the Evan Boichen, in the official question book, with the answers, with the teacher's answer guide. So the question is it true? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not correct. He thought, according to this Rashi, if you do shechita b'shia, the whole shechita makes it an avela. So even the leg that was detached, you cut off the leg before you did the shia. But from the now that I finished, I do the shia b'midbas and I finished the shechita, Ziglai Muslim Afreya, from the very outset, the shechita made the whole animal into an avela. So even the leg should be an avela. He thought that the yenser and Eben Bochen is not correct. So that's about Shia. We spoke a little bit about Shia. The Gemara is going to talk a lot about the others later, the Lamets. But then, there was the important Tosas. Maybe we'll start with this tomorrow. On Tesam and Aleph, Dimar Maschel Kulu Taninu, there was an Achlekes Rashi in the Bahag. What's the definition of Ikur? So by the time you get to the end of the Tosas, it comes out that it's a double Machlekes between Rashi and the Bahag regarding the Din of Ikur. Okay. That's for tomorrow. Good.